Michelle Wang is a children's book author and, I might add, a teacher, which is really cool. So you're out of school today.
I'm working in the afternoon instead.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. And you teach kindergarten, right?
Grade one? Grade one. A little bit of resource to help them learn how to read.
This book is called Oma's Bag, and it's about kids coming to terms with their grandmother's memory loss and dementia. Is this a true story for you?
It was wholly inspired by my family. I actually wrote it originally just for my family, thinking that it was a way to help us through the process and try to find some joy in what could be a very sad situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I'm going to move the microphone just to get closer to you. There you go. Okay, so what kind of issues were you dealing with in real life in terms of trying to explain dementia to kids?
Well, my parents-in-law, they live in Vancouver, and they would visit a few times a year as the kids were growing up. And when Oma was diagnosed, when she came, the visits started to be a bit different, and she would start repeating herself, forgetting things. And for this particular visit that inspired this book, we were finding things disappearing around the house, that, which is a very messy house, so for a while we didn't really realize things were missing, but we couldn't find keys, glasses, soap dispensers, and one night we just noticed that her bag that she carried around, actually three of them, was just full of things. So we started opening up, and it was just all the things that were missing from our house. And so that became a time where we were like, oh, that's gone? Let's look in Oma's bag. And it was not really something that we were having to explain to the kids, because it was just a fun time. She would share stories with us, and it was something that we did together as a family. But what really inspired me was that one time my father-in-law looked at me and said, after she was puttering around the house, touching this and that and asking us all these questions, I feel like she's slipping away. And to me, that was something I didn't have an answer for. But I think through that experience of my children just sort of just still treating her as their grandma, who they can still have a fun time with, I realized that she's still really here with us. Maybe a little bit different, but we can still enjoy her time with her, and all these little things that she's collecting, that's memories of her, her own memories, and eventually, you know, we will have her always in our heart. So that was sort of the things that we were dealing with, but I just thought it would be a nice story to have for our family. And then now that I've been looking around, and there seems to be, everyone has a story that is similar to ours, so
sure,
it's like a good one to share with the world.
Well, in my family, it was my dad. But the thing is, there were no small children involved. His littlest grandchildren live across the sea, and so they were never exposed to that. So how do you, how have you gone about creating a lens through which kids can understand dementia and live with it?
Well, I have this question asked me, how did I explain it to my children? But I didn't really have to explain it to them. I think they weren't really that curious about what was happening. They just took her as, okay, well, grandma's this way now. She asks a lot of questions. She takes things, and it wasn't really so much of a concern for them. I think it's more the adults who are, they can sort of see, well, this is how she used to be, and maybe they're looking forward and thinking, this is, we know what's going to happen, and there's sadness there. But the children, they actually can find joy in their grandma just however she is. So it's almost it's a good stepping point, I think, if you have this book to read to the kids if they have questions about why is grandma, and then you can have the discussions. But also I think it's also for the adults to sort of say, let's learn from the kids, and don't be so sad about the situation. You can still find joy in it.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not indifferent to it. It's just that it doesn't really dawn on them that this is a horribly sad situation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Your father-in-law, you were mentioning, said, I feel like she's slipping away, and I think that's what distresses us all about loved ones, is they become diminished, they become less themselves, and then you start asking some questions, I guess, about who are they now?
Exactly. But I sort of see life as, I don't know, when you're kids, you're still that person when you grow up. And so as you age, maybe you're sort of reverting back to or changing, but that essence of that person is still there. So I don't know. I sort of feel like if you can just if you can just sort of realize that this person is still here, it's a different version, and if you can take them for how they are, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's funny because I, in setting this whole interview up, this conversation, I said it's kind of a downer, but you don't consider, this is not one of these books, so Granny has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, well, I think that is the whole thing. A lot of this was inspired by my husband, and he's just a kid at heart. And so lots of times when they came to visit, we said, well, we have this laundry room that is like a complete disaster. She can't go in there. And the kids know not to go in there, but she won't understand that. So we made signs, and we put them around the house. And we would joke with her, and I would sometimes think, well, that's kind of inappropriate for my husband to be joking about these things. But it actually was, I think, like now looking back, it made everything just so much more lighthearted. And I think it's our attitude towards it, that it doesn't always have to be doom and gloom, and we can enjoy it.
Michelle Wang is my guest. The name of the book is Oma's Bag, beautifully illustrated, I might add, by somebody from Peterborough.
Yeah, Sam Nunez. He's a first-time illustrator, but he's like a veteran. He just knew what to do. So
now, I know this book's only been out for a short while, but what has been the reaction? It must be very personal for some people.
Well, everyone I've talked to has told me. I have a mother, I have a father, I have a cousin, a grandmother. So it really is a topic that everyone should be talking about, because it's affecting so much of the population, and it's just going to be, unfortunately, probably more so. And it's been really positively welcomed.
And you say you're an accidental author. I mean, you're a teacher, so you must know your kids lit, but you sort of got into this sideways.
I wrote my first book way back when I was first started teaching. It was about fall. I was looking for a book that would tell us about the signs of fall, and I couldn't find one, so I wrote it, and then I just left it, because back then I didn't know what to do. And in the pandemic, when everybody was writing and publishing, I put it out. And so.
And you've written three others.
Well, there's four seasons, so I had to.
You're like the Vivaldi of children's authors.
Well, I guess so.
Thank you so much for this. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
The name of the book is Uma's Bag. Michelle Wang has been my guest.